Tefillah for Life, Shir 229, Tuesday, Parshas Emor. We are explaining that when a person says Karbanos, it is as if we brought a carbon even in today's generation. And this is the connection to Karbanos that we still have even today. But the Mefarshim explain that the main maila of a person saying Karbanos is if he understands what he is saying. And let's explain. The essence of a carbon, the Mefarshim say, was a hachna, was a person demonstrating subservience to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was demonstrated when a person took an animal and he was makrivit. He destroyed the animal, so to speak. He brought it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he spilled its blood and he burned it up, which is supposed to demonstrate that all the animalistic instincts, everything that we have, every physical attribute that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given to us, we are giving over to Hashem. That is the essence of what a person does when he brings a carbon. It is completely negating yourself in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because it is such a powerful avodah, it can only be done in the Beis HaMikdash. But that's what a carbon was. And Chazal teach us that if a person was a Rasha, and he didn't do teshuvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in his carbon. And the reason for that is because a carbon is not a dry action. A carbon is a demonstration of subservience. But if you don't care, and you're not changing your actions at all, then why are you bringing the carbon? So we see the essence of the carbon is not just a dry action. It's the subservience that comes along with it. So that's why understanding the psukim are so important. Because the main part of the carbon really was the mindset behind it. And therefore, if when a person says karbanos, he understands what he is saying, whether we understand what corresponds to what or not is irrelevant. The point is to understand what the Torah is telling us. What exactly was the carbon? When a person thinks about that and he says karbanos, it's as if he did that special avodah, the avodah of being subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the power of karbanos. And Abshim Shem Pinkas Zichron Levracha explains that's the reason why we say karbanos right here. After we say Birchas HaShachar, then we say karbanos. Because Birchas HaShachar was acknowledging all the favors that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, everything that we have on this day. Then we come along by Karbanos and we are makrivit, so to speak, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before we begin to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for our needs, when we say Karbanos, what we are doing is taking all of the wealth that we discussed, that we have till now, all the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, and we are being makrivit, so to speak, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we say it right here. Because that's what a carbon was. Taking your animal and cutting it up and destroying it and demonstrating that everything that I have comes from Hashem. And with an extra few minutes and a little bit of mindset, we can do the same thing. Be makriv ourselves, so to speak, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.